How many people do we encounter on a daily basis? Have you ever taken the time to consider what those people are going through? The dreams, aspirations, fears, and challenges that are faced each day make every individual unique. Can our understanding, our interactions with these individuals, help them overcome the mountains that are faced each and every day? We think so, because it's the little things that can make a big difference. And here's Mitch and Jake.
Welcome to The Little Things with Mitch.
And Jake.
Jake, episode 4, See Him One Last Time. How you been doing, man?
Been doing great. What a day today. It was about 103 degrees here and 90% humidity in lovely Oklahoma. And I'm looking outside my window right now and it's pouring rain and we got a thunderstorm rolling in. So, which I love to fall asleep to thunderstorm and rain pitter-pattering on the windows. So I don't plan on it, but if I happen to doze off, you know what happened, Mitch.
103 degrees. I have not seen that in a while. I think the last time we got close to it in South Dakota here, I think it was below, almost really close to -103. It sure felt like it anyway. Or maybe that's how many inches we had in the last 3 months of winter. But I tell you, South Dakota winters, I bet you don't miss those at all.
It's polar opposites. There, you want a quilt wrapped around you, and days like today, you don't have a choice. When you walk outside, it's like a quilt is literally wrapped around your entire body.
Our main goal is to show you that by appreciating the little things in life and understanding what the people around us are enduring, we can increase everyone's quality of life. Jake, the question today, what do you want to do before you die? The answer to that question, see him one last time. What is your first reaction?
This is going to be a great conversation. Really looking forward to it. And one of my first reactions when I started reading the book and came on this answer, just pretty eye-opening to me. Again, that a middle or high school student said this as their confessional. You know, you've got your trips and your bucket list like we've talked about in the past, but the kid answered, what do you want to do before you die? See him one last time. It's pretty impactful. I'm looking forward to the conversation and thoughts.
I just think of this kid and how important relationships are to him or her to write that. Like you said, I mean, to go to Disneyland, Europe, think about what you wanted to do before you died when you were younger. I mean, you see all of these make-a-wish dreams. They're going to sports complexes. They're doing all this and that. Geez, those are my dreams. I didn't really have anything that impactful, should I say, when I was in high school or middle school to turn to this, to see him one last time. What, Jake, what does this tell you about the individual that wrote this?
I think you said it right there. You said impactful. The individual that this person was writing about, imagine the impact that they had on this person's life. The positive affirmations and love that this student felt from this individual, it had to be pretty powerful to answer the question like that. And that's something that this question really asks, I think, in an in-depth meeting, is what was that last conversation like? What was that last interaction like for this student to, you know, prompt the response, see him one last time? What do you think about that, Mitch?
You know, I completely agree with you. I think this person, this him that we're referring to here was very impactful and important and was a good role model. You know, I'm always going to go back to education because that's what I know. And there's a lot of hims in people's lives. And a lot of success is driven by hims and hers that play a role and build a path for their students and their children to follow. I just think this person that we're referring to here was very impactful and just played a role. And I had a him in my life, and I know that one day this is going to be my dream, is to see him one last time. And I just hope that when I have conversations with them, I'm going to be in good shape and know that the last word was left, right.
I think that's huge. I think like you said, the last conversation, we've touched on it briefly, but I have made it a, at least in my own life, a personal goal of mine to have more impactful conversations. And when I started having those conversations with individuals, it's just more fulfilling to me, and it's impactful, and it means more. And what you said there is, what was the last conversation like? You know, I know the way that I want a last conversation to go. Some of us don't get that opportunity. Some of us don't get that chance. And maybe this individual here didn't get that chance. And that makes it that much more important to live presently. And like you've mentioned before in the past, don't walk around and not let people know how important they are to you.
So, kind of going back, you think things were left unsaid, or the mood when that conversation was done. JQ and I have talked a handful of times. We don't allow ourselves to go to bed upset because we just don't know the unknown. We don't know what the next day will bring, and to leave a conversation or leave an interaction upset with someone just really isn't for us. And I think this confession of the question, what do you want to do before you die, see him one last time, I think this person left that conversation upset, not fulfilled. And Jake, what are your thoughts on that?
I agree 100%. And that's a big keyword there, is fulfillment. Fulfillment and regret. And regret is a tough pill to swallow. It really is. I have several regrets in my life, and some revolve around conversations that I didn't have. And fulfillment and being fulfilled is feeling good about yourself, but ultimately feeling good about yourself in the way you're helping others. And I know I've mentioned that prior, and I just want to just make a point here that just how important conversations really are and the impact you do have on others. That's the impact that we're trying to create here with our podcast, The Little Things, and the impact that you had on thousands and thousands of kids and adults with your book, Cardboard Confessionals.
I can't get over this whole confession and how it reminds me of the movie John Q. You ever seen that movie?
John Q, Denzel in his prime.
Oh, it was great, and the kid is so cute in there. But I remember watching it as a kid, and I haven't seen it in a handful of years, but it was impactful to me. But I remember watching it, and Denzel, I'm going to give kind of a spoiler here, so if you haven't seen it yet, maybe fast forward and come back and watch us here at The Little Things. But the family struggles financially, and the boy loves baseball. And baseball's a cheap sport, you know. Anyone can play baseball. And his big thing, John Q's big thing, is when you leave, you don't say goodbye, because it's never goodbye. It's so long, see you later, which I think is pretty cool too. But anyway, they were running late to this baseball game, and the boy gets out of the pickup and turns around and is running away, and Denzel shouts something at him, and the kid turns around and says goodbye, and he goes and plays. Well, later in that game, he had some heart problems, and he passed out, and they rushed him to an emergency room, where he wasn't getting the medical treatment, insurance, different things kind of came up. And I remember as a kid putting myself in the little boy's, you know, in him, I guess. And I didn't think it was too big of a deal. Obviously, dying scares everyone, and I was scared to death of that. But I just thought of the little boy. I didn't think how that impacted people around. I didn't understand why was Denzel Washington holding up a hospital. That didn't make any sense. But now that I've transitioned to being a parent, I have two beautiful daughters, I get it. I completely get where Denzel Washington's coming from in that movie. You take your kid, and you are so vulnerable. Your kid needs help. He's not getting it. And you do anything to give that to your kid. I get it completely now. And that's crazy how movies do that to you, especially John Q. What are your thoughts on that movie?
I love that movie. It's so impactful. And that's one of the all-timers where if it's running on, say, TNT and you pass by, you just put it on and start watching from no matter where it starts. But one thing I wanted to point out about John Q. is, in Denzel's position – You know, for instance, the topic here, see him one last time, coming from one of your students. Imagine it from being an adult or a parent in this situation, or in John Q's situation. Could you imagine if his kid turned around and said goodbye, and again, maybe there was something like the last conversation or last interaction didn't go well between Denzel and his son, and say, you know, for instance, something tragic happened on the field. Well, John Q was left now with wanting to see his son one last time, or say, I love you one last time. And one thing that just reminded me of it was, you mentioned how cute the kid was. Remember, he throws up his arms and shows off his muscles, and I think his nickname is Superman.
Oh, yeah.
In the movie. Yeah, I just love that. So that movie shows, and the example shows that, again, don't let people walk around not knowing how much they mean to you. It's uber, uber important.
I want to keep going on that. Why don't we tell those people how important they are to me? I've got one word for you, Jake. It's vulnerability. It is vulnerability 100%. We stick our necks out and we're hurt. We get hurt, so we don't do it anymore. But the little things in life take risks to appreciate those things. I mean, some of the best times in our life are when we took a risk. And I know we visited about this in episode 3 a little bit, but we have to put ourselves on the line to be successful and to enjoy happiness. I really do think that.
I agree with you 100%. Vulnerability is a huge thing for adults and parents, but a lot of it is for kids. It's tough to stick your neck out, like you mentioned. It's tough to get out of your comfort zone. And that's what I would encourage our listeners to do, is get out of your comfort zone. Have maybe the uncomfortable conversation or the question about someone walking by, you know, how are you doing? Are you doing okay? What's going on today? You never know how those little interactions can truly impact someone's day. And I think being vulnerable is a big part of that. A lot of people, you know, want to know how people are doing, or maybe scroll across social media and see how someone's doing, but do they reach out to that individual? Do they ask a question, ask how that individual's doing? I think it's super important.
I always like taking these confessions and really twisting them and really getting all their worth. I think so many times we look at these confessions, it's just like a book. We'll look at the cover, we'll take a look at the back, and we make a judgment, and that's it. But there's a lot more to every confession that we're going to go over in this podcast. See him one last time. We think right away like that interaction, that relationship. But how impactful is him? Why don't we strive to be him? Strive to make an impact so when we're gone, people look back on conversations and they want more. I think we're leaking even into a little bit of our next handful down the road, what makes a meaningful life leave a legacy. But why don't we strive to be that person that people want to seek more from and get more from? Why don't we do that?
I think we take life for granted. I was just going to mention that, yeah, leaving a legacy, that's going to be one of my favorite episodes and favorite topics that we go over. But I think people in general, myself included at times in various points throughout my life, we take life for granted. We think we have forever. I wrote a post on this about how we can become more present, because we do take the present times for granted. And a lot of times we look back and want moments in our life back, or memories, and we can't get them because there is no going back. There is no seeing that person one last time that's already gone. So it makes right now that much more important. Your interactions, the little things, the little questions, your relationships with others, it makes it so, so important to let people know how you feel.
I want to revisit a story that I told in episode 3 about my grandpa, the Wheel of Fortune, all that stuff. And you said, take life for granted. I truly do believe that. I took my grandpa's relationship for granted. He was a very important figure in my life, and I just always thought he was going to be around there for me. And I set that routine when I knew he was sick and I knew that my time with him was limited. Why don't we do that? Why didn't I go over to his place 2 times a week the last 6 years? I knew he was just as impactful in the 6 years before he passed as he was the last 2-3 weeks of his life. It's because I knew that it was coming to an end, but we take it for granted. I mean, I appreciated my grandpa just as much 6 years before he passed as he was 2-3 weeks ago, but I knew that I was going to, I don't want to say get cheated of time, but I knew that it was limited, so I did it. I think I could have learned so much more from my grandpa. I could have been a better person today if I would have taken the time to just go see him more.
And to add on to that, Mitch, look what you learned from it. I know you had a special relationship with your grandpa, and I did as mine with mine as well too. But you learned from it and you grew from it, and that's a big thing about our podcast and our goal and kind of diving into the little things, is we don't want you listeners out there to regret these moments and these decisions and the people in your lives, because we want you to make them as impactful as we possibly can.
Hey, the burning question. And I might give you some time if you don't got something, because I've got one on my mind. Who would you see one more time, Jake?
I have a story about my grandpa, actually, as well, too. Grandpa Harvey. He was the beginning. He was the founder. He was the staple of the large Neelan clan that we've kind of came to see and grow and love. Grandpa Harvey was it. He was the guy that walked into a room, and he had that aura where we all kind of stopped, and it was like, Grandpa Harvey's here. He's there. You know, it's like everything is right now. And I got an opportunity this past weekend to go back to South Dakota and spend time with my family, and got into a deep conversation with my dad. That day was 6 years to the date that Grandpa Harvey had left us. And it was a tough time, and we had a deep conversation, but my dad told me a story that I'm never going to forget. The last time that I saw my Grandpa Harvey, he was doing okay, you know, starting to struggle quite a bit, 84 years old, a hard worker, farmer his entire life. But we had an okay conversation. I told him I loved him. I gave him a hug. Didn't necessarily know that that might be the last conversation that I had with him. And I went back to Sioux Falls for a while, and call it probably 8 or 9 days later, my dad called, and he was pretty emotionally struck and said, I think you need to talk to work and try and find some time to come home here quick. Grandpa's not doing well. I mean, he's not doing well at all. We've got family flying in from all over the country to see Grandpa here. So I did. I went back as fast as I could, and Grandpa was kind of in that point in his life where he was, you know, basically laying bedside, you know, at the end of his life, and family members would come in and take turns and hold his hand, and I sat next to the bed as long as I could and held my hand and, you know, whispered. I know he could hear me, but whispered some thoughts to him and just really enjoyed that time. But my dad's story was phenomenal, and I'll never forget it. My dad is a big-time farmer, and so was my grandpa. Him and my dad could just talk about farming and specifically the wheat fields. They could drive along miles and miles and miles of wheat fields and not think anything of it. So when my grandpa was laying there towards the end of his life, my dad was combining wheat at the time. It was in August, and he brought back a bushel of wheat and sat it next to my grandpa's bedside and moved my grandpa's hand over there, and my grandpa got to move his fingers one last time and feel the wheat and feel the grains and everything running through his fingers like he did so many times before, you know, 84 years worth. And that was just something special, and I'm really appreciative that my dad got to experience that last connection and that last moment with him running his fingers through. They did get to have that conversation and that moment together, and mine was a little bit different. And Grandpa Harvey just meant so much to me and so much to the family, and that's definitely something, someone that I wish that I could see one last time, Mitch.
Jeez, what a cool story, man. And just knowing you and your sisters and your family, I mean, he did a great job of building a foundation. He showed you how to care for people, and it just trickles down. I mean, you guys are an awesome family, and it starts from the top. So I wish I could have got to meet him. I know that I probably had seen him a time or two, but to really sit down and have a conversation with him, he seemed like a pretty cool dude, man.
Yeah, I appreciate the words, Mitch. He was awesome, and we used to play catch baseball together back and forth. That was our thing. He was a baseball lover, and I hope he's tossing some pitches up upstairs right now. So
no curveballs. Give him the heater.
Give him the heater, indeed.
No, I think see him one more time. Obviously, my grandpa too. I've shared a lot about him. I think that's pretty clear. But I'd say my uncle, Alan. I lost him when I was a sophomore in high school. He raised two awesome boys, completely different tracks in life, but they have beautiful families now. He taught those two how to be men. And as a sophomore, you know, before that, I had good conversations with them and talked. But it's interesting when they go in your life and what they taught you. I would be interested to talk to him again, because I think I would have such a different perspective on what he's saying, and the conversations would be deeper. But he did. He taught me a lot about just appreciating things and pouring your heart and soul into things. And I don't know, from the little part that I got to know him and build a relationship with him, I really enjoyed him, and I think he would be a fun guy to talk to one last time.
That's awesome, Mitch. I agree with you, and hopefully we can both utilize that knowledge and that care for others and the care for conversations to move forward and make sure that we're impacting the people that are in our lives right now, as well as our listeners' lives.
Before the end, we revisit past episodes and include reviews and questions from our audience. Here are a few shout-outs from our last episode. Danielle Daniels, Connect Hope, out of Watertown. It was in response to a recent suicide in Watertown, South Dakota, at the high school there. There are things that are available after suicide, a lot of that stuff, but she just didn't feel like there was much of a proactive look at it. It's nonprofit, but what a cool deal. And she shout out, said she loved our podcast. I hope she keeps following along. And geez, I hope that Connect Hope really takes off, because there are kids in need, not only from the Watertown area, but just nationwide, that all they need is some help, just a little bit of help, maybe even someone to listen to what they have going through. So Danielle, any help we can give you, please reach out to our email, thelittlethings.mitchandjake@gmail.com. Continue to keep in touch, and would love to help your cause. Yeah. Jake, sound like your mom as well.
Yeah, I just want to say a quick shout out to Danielle Daniels as well too. Thanks for just enabling us to talk back and forth with you a little bit through email, and I think your cause is great, and I hope we can continue to communicate, and if there's anything we can do for you, let us know. From our last conversation, yeah, I would like to say thank you and hi to my mom, Lori Neeland. She, from our last episode, Save a Life, she saved two lives via the Heimlich maneuver. One was my sister, and the other was my cousin, Michael. And she has also ridden on the ambulance twice. She used to show up to different accidents and whatnot, and has had some unfortunate people pass away in those ambulance rides as well too. So she's seen both sides of the spectrum and shared some stories with us. So really appreciate the love and the caregiving and the lending yourself to others that you have done your entire life and continue to do, Mom. I appreciate it.
Yeah, she's been great. You know, she's been like a second mom to me in the college sense of things, going back to Summit and feeding us during the amateur tournament and all that. But
their favorite weekend, right?
Well, I don't know. I think she's a little sarcastic, but deep down, I think she loves it. I know Scotty Tuhati loves it. I know he does.
Oh, you bet. Weekend of the year.
You know, I'm talking John Q and how my life has changed with having kids. Like, to have Nicolette, her daughter, choking. You know, she mentioned something in the email on just how, like, those eyes when you are choking on that look of fear. And I just, when she said that, it scares me to death to think my kid. But again, we talked about it last episode. They just jump to it because they care about people. And thanks, Lori, for everything you've done. And thanks for the support throughout this podcast. We sure appreciated it.
Thank you very much.
Jake, last comments, buddy.
I really enjoyed this episode, Mitch. I thought we had some good in-depth conversation and hopefully are impacting people. I wanted to add, thank you for the reviews and the shout-outs on Apple as well, too. Again, we're on Apple, Android, Spotify. We have the website, thelittlethings.blueberry.net. You can find Mitch and I both on Facebook as well as our websites. So don't be afraid to reach out. And I just wanted to mention as well, too, during our shout-outs and our reviews that we get, let us know how you're feeling and communicate with us. And if you don't want us to mention you by name for whatever reason that you may have, no problem at all. Still reach out to us. Let us know your thoughts. Would love to have a conversation with you, and we can certainly give a shout-out without the name if you so desire. So really appreciate the support from everyone so far. And me and Mitch are having a blast doing it.
I do want to point out, it's kind of weird. Blueberry is a little different on how you spell that. Thelittlethings.blueberry.net. It's BLUBRRY. So a little different there, but you can find us on Spotify and Android and iTunes and all that anyway. So if you want to find it, you can find it. You know where to turn. Tune in for the next episode, which will include, what do you want to do before you die? Love someone. This is Mitch.
And Jake.
Signing out.
This was a special presentation of The Little Things by Mitch and Jake. For more details on the podcast or the project, check out mitch-reed.com, itsjustjake.com, or purchase cardboard confessionals on Amazon. And remember, the first step to helping someone in need is understanding and appreciating what they are going through. Thank you for listening.